And that's the topic of the sermon today, is faith in Jesus. It's going to be called the man in the middle. The man in the middle. Have you ever been in the middle of something? And they're usually a pretty tough situation to be in, don't you think? I think of Greg. He just had to, he was the man in the middle and had to go clear to Houston. That's clear out of the country, isn't it? That's on the other side of Pee Wee. So if you would, stand with me and turn to Mark chapter 15, we're going to read verses 27 and 28, and then we're going to turn over and read Luke 23, 32 and 33. That's Mark chapter 15, verses 27 and 28. Said, and with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. Verse 28, and the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. Now, if you would turn to your right in Luke chapter 23, I'm going to read verses 32 and 33. Says, and there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. If you would, join me in prayer. Lord, as we bow here before you with your word open before us, we've come together here to worship you and to praise you and give you glory and honor. We ask now, Lord, that you move upon our hearts as only you can here this morning, Lord, through your Holy Spirit. Stir our hearts to receive your word. Stir our hearts to come to grips with the truth, the real life of what being a Christian is, the real truth about salvation. We ask again, Lord, you guide, direct, and pray for those that couldn't be here today. We ask you to bless them and wrap your arms around them and touch them with your healing, holy hands, Lord. I thank you, Lord, this morning for your love and your mercy. And I do pray right now, Lord, you'll get this fleshly man out of the way and let the Holy Spirit take control of this service here this morning. I ask again, forgive me in these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. All be seated. Thank you, Lord. So that obviously put Christ in the middle. We talk about our focus on Christ right here a lot. That is the key to our salvation. Agreed? Okay, so in the corporate world, and in the last job I was at Rhodes' Trailer and Truck Bodies, he had a parts department, and he was trying to get, because it was a little bit out of control, the parts that would flow in and out, many different hands coming and picking and grabbing. And he called it, and I think it's a corporate term, one point of contact. Get that in your mind. One point of contact. Okay. So, are you getting the picture yet? Yeah. One point of contact. Jesus hung between the thieves, correct? That's the word of God. That's spoken of. Jesus hung between the heavens and the earth. And I'm talking about the sky, the clouds, and the dirt that we stand upon. Jesus hung there. He was in the middle. Jesus hung between God, our Heavenly Father, the Creator of all things, and man, all those that were standing there looking upon Him and gazing at Him, saying, get yourself down if you be the Son of God. Do this if you be the Son of God. You say you can save this, but you can't save yourself. You say you'll build that temple and you can't even save yourself. Jesus was hanging between God and man. He was hanging between, he's hanging between the saved and the lost. Agreed? There is but one way unto salvation, correct? Through Jesus Christ, through his actions upon that cross. Jesus was hanging between heaven, our eternal home, and hell, the eternal place of damnation. Agreed? Jesus was hanging between the law and grace. So, you think that was a pretty tough place to be in? I was sitting there thinking earlier, the Lord just kind of gave this to me as we were sitting back there, that all of eternity, we talk about it, hinges on the perfect life of Christ, the crucifixion of Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Agreed?
Agreed.
But I got to thinking about that single point of contact. So we're going to just read a little bit of scriptures, what was said about him beforehand, some of the red letters that he said. We're going to start out in John chapter 1, verse 12. There's a lot of scriptures, so I'll say them and you can write them down, look them up later or whatever. But before he went to the cross, in John 1, 12, this was said about Jesus. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. It's a powerful statement about a man that's going to be stuck in the middle. Agreed? Let's go to John 1:29, and this is from John the Baptist, said, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. Man, what a place to be in. Now let's look at some of the red letters. And there is so many red letters, I could not write them all. Luke 19, verse 10 says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's red letters. That's the man in the middle. And to whom was he speaking at the time? He was speaking to Zacchaeus, a tax collector, someone that folks didn't like because of what he'd done. But he said, Jesus said in red letters, I come to seek and save that which is lost. Who was lost in here before they got saved? Hold up your hand. All of us. All of us. We had to go to the man in the middle. Zacchaeus had to go to the man in the middle. John 3:16, and everybody knows that one. This is red letters from the Word of God. He says, quote, Jesus says, quote, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a statement from the man in the middle. Are you looking to the man in the middle in your life today? We all need to keep him as our focal point. I've learned when you're driving, if you get to gawking off over this way, Debbie will vouch for it. If you get to gawking off over this way looking at deer, what do? We tend to lean that way. She hollers at me, you got to quit looking in the back. Isabella was yakking something. I was looking back there and the next year, you're going that way. In motocross racing, they would teach us not to look right here, but to look out there because you had to stay focused. If I got to looking over there, I'd cross rut and maybe wreck. If you're going off a jump, you look, you focus on the middle. You focus on the middle. And that's the key to this today, is we got to stay focused on the man in the middle. And Rodney's favorite, John 14. And we're going to read verses 1 through 6. This is so powerful, folks. And this is red letters. This is from Jesus himself. He says to you, he is speaking to you right now, directly to you. He is the man in the middle. He is relaying the Word of God to us here this morning. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Now, when I was looking over that, there's a lot of folks in this world today that says, I believe in God, but deny the power thereof. Jesus tells us, this is not hearsay. This is not through the grapevine. This is directly from the mouth of the man in the middle. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God? I do. Believe also in me? I do. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for who? You. He's speaking directly to us here today. The man in the middle, the man that hung on that cross on Calvary to take our sin between the God of creation and the earth, is speaking to you right now. The joy that was set before him is you right now. Man, I hope you're getting out of this what I have got out of this. I pray that Jamie, don't get in the way. Let the Word of God be spoken. Let what you're saying fall on receptive hearts this morning. Seek the man in the middle. It says, verse 3, and I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again. We can all take comfort in that. Knowing that the man in the middle that Satan thought he defeated is coming again. Amen. Now we know Satan was defeated. He's coming for you, Julian. Jesus has a place for you. And you is a special place for you. And each and every one of us here. We got to acknowledge that. We got to grasp that. We got to live life like we know that. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Who wants to go to heaven? Who wants to go to heaven? I do. And what does Jesus say? Let not your heart be troubled. Come through the middleman. You can have that place in heaven. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Thomas says that because he was at that time. We can't say that because we know the Word of God has proved out itself over and over and over, and that Jesus died and rose again and went to that cross. You can say that this morning. It says, Jesus saith unto Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And who is me? The man in the middle. We got to keep him in the middle of our lives, in the middle of our focus, in the middle of everything that we do. We can't get sidetracked from issues that happen in our lives, because all the issues that I've had before are past. I'm not dealing with them anymore. Some of us may be having those issues today. They will pass. God will be glorified through it all. Seek Him. Focus on the man in the middle. Amen. Wow. He is worthy. Now here's just a few notes about the red letter words when he was on the cross. Matthew 27:46 says, these are in red letters. 46 says, in about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he says that again in I think that's listed in Mark 15:34 also. And why did he say that? He's saying, and I have a note out from that, is that's when Christ knew what it was like to be unsaved. He took on the sin of everybody. And you know what? God cannot be in the presence of sin, and God had to turn his back on his son. That was the Son of Man when he said that. Luke 23:34. Remember when I read earlier when he was between the two malefactors, one on the right hand, one on the left. And what does Jesus say? This is the man in the middle. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. What a place to be, the man in the middle. You know, he said that to me one day, forgive him. What was said about him while he was on the cross, and there was two actions in Matthew 27. The first action that occurred when Jesus gave up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks. That veil represented the separation between God and man. That represented that we couldn't go directly to the throne of grace. But that was rent when the man in the middle stepped up. It was complete. The veil was rent from top to bottom. And the centurion says in verse 54, says, and when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus, they saw it. They were eyewitnesses. Saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, This was the Son of God. You suppose they were focused on the man in the middle? They was watching. They saw what he accomplished hanging there on that cross. Luke, I'm going to go back to Luke 23. This is just a few more of the red letter things, and I'll be about done. Luke 23, verse 43 says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. That was one of the malefactors who had confessed him that he asked for forgiveness. He humbled himself. In verse 46, Jesus says, Father, into my hands I commend my spirit. And I'll just read the verse. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into my hands I commend my spirit. Having said this, he gave up the ghost. That was the Son of God right there. John 19:26. Just about done, folks. Just about done. It says, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, well, woman, behold thy son. And in verse 27, then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. The man in the middle at that point right there was making provisions for his mother to be taken care of. So how did he respond? How is he responding in such a... He still has compassion while he's hanging there, dying on the cross for our sins. That's red letters. And I'm going to finish up with some of the quotes he said after the cross. Matthew 28, we're going to read verses 18 through 20. It says, and Jesus came and spake to them, saying... Now remember, folks, this is all after his resurrection. And Jesus is speaking to his disciples. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He is the Son of God. He is the man in the middle. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. He didn't say if you want to. Listen what it says. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He's telling us to spread the gospel, to teach others about the gospel, but it is for us to stand with our lives and point people to the man in the middle. That's every one of ours' duty as a Christian. Now, I can't be a teacher. Well, you know, we're not all wired the same. I had wrote down talking about opinions. You know, it was brought up this morning, some of the commentaries. And I thought about that exact thing this week. You know, I'll read a commentary, but it's like, I want to be sure it's the Word of God. And you think of opinions, however many people's here today, if we got 90? We got 90 opinions. And there's a lot of them won't be the same, won't agree. That's why we got to go to the one opinion that matters. And as I was thinking about, God's opinion is the only one that matters. And we might have opinions, but God's is the holy truth, undeniable, unquestionable, undebatable. Me and Greg could each have a different opinion, and we could debate it. We could find a common ground. God's word is nothing but truth. And it stands alone. So we need to form our opinions. Let our opinions be formed by the true word of God to stand with truth. I know I want that. I don't want you all to believe what I believe because it's what I believe. I want us all to believe the Word of God because that's what He wants us to believe. Agreed? Agreed. That's why we got all these different denominations, is because of an opinion about this or that. We got to focus on the man in the middle. There is no other opinions about the man in the middle. Look up the movie on Netflix, Case for Christ, right? That was an atheist. I won't tell too much because it's a great movie. I really encourage you to watch that. This is about an atheist wanting to prove to his wife, because she got saved, that the resurrection was not true. And he was one of those guys that really would research. He traveled the world. Debbie says not to tell anymore. There is overwhelming evidence about the man in the middle. I think I'm done. So, if your life is not, if you want to come and get a song, if you're having trouble focusing on the man in the middle, look at the man in the middle. If you've lost focus, means you're not looking in the right place. If you got an opinion contrary to the Word of God, you're not looking in the right place. Go to the Word of God. Go to the red letters, as Tony sang about. That song is so powerful. That what leads us unto salvation is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the man in the middle. He made the way for it. Seek the man in the middle.